Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three. That means it's time to Ask Ross, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL with an amazing offer for new customers. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. Remind me, I'll ask you, Ross, when was the last time no one in the NFL scored a point in a game? Has to be a long time ago. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number three, and Ross, I cut you off. Did you know the answer to the question? When was the last time there was an NFL game and nobody scored?
No idea.
Me either, but I just thought maybe you'd know. You're the end.
I don't know that.
You're Ross Tucker, NFL. I thought you knew everything. All right.
No, I don't know that.
It is time to ask Ross. This is where we take your questions for Ross, and then the best question wins. Remember now, it's the new KSN sweatshirt. So if you want to submit a question to Ross, really easy. Just download our app, Keystone Sports. You'll see the Ask Ross button, and that's how you do it. Ready to go, Ross?
I am.
All right. Let's start with Chris in Sinking Spring, Pennsylvania. He says, Ross, from a recruiting standpoint, Penn State has higher-ranked players at almost every position compared to Iowa. How does Iowa constantly make their three-star recruits to be competitive against Penn State's four- and five-star recruits?
First of all, Jim, do you know where Singing Spring is?
I have no idea.
That is in Reading. It's in the Wilson School District. It's right next to Wyomissing, where I'm from.
Really?
So this guy probably lived 5 minutes away from where I grew up. Wilson School District, which is where Kerry Collins and John Gilmore and Chad Henne, among others, have come from. It's a great question. And the answer is, first of all, they don't beat Penn State very often. They don't beat, you know, the elite teams, the Ohio State, very often. But they do a terrific job of developing their players. And they know who and what they are. And I respect it. You know, they're not going to get the same level of skill kids. They're not going to get the same type of speed. But they get very good offensive linemen. And they run the ball with those offensive linemen. They put a lot of NFL guys, in the NFL on the O-line. Their center, Jim, wait till you see how good their center is. He's like one of the best college centers I've ever seen. Tyler Linderbaum, I love him. And it's just, he's crazy athletic. So the reason why Iowa is successful is because they know what they are. And they play to those strengths. They don't try to be something they're not. And they always have a good defense with their scheme because they always have some good D linemen and linebackers. And then they run the ball on offense. But they're not a team, Jim, that's racking up double-digit wins a lot. And they don't have as many typically, you know, NFL caliber, high-level guys as Penn State does. Like Penn State has better individual talent than Iowa. I don't know if they have a better team this year. We're about to find out.
Plus, Iowa gets to play in the Big Ten West, which means they don't have to play Ohio State and Michigan every year. That helps the record also. Let's go to, I think, a bit of a related question because you mentioned the Iowa's center. Mike from Haverford says, Ross, you've talked for years about Alabama and Southeast Conference defensive tackles dominance. P.J. Mustipher seems to be affecting every play of every game. Is he playing at an All-American level, and is his play what you've been talking about in terms of dominance? And I'm going to add a question to it. How about P.J. Mustipher against the Iowa center?
Yeah, so P.J.'s playing at a really high level. I said earlier in the show, I think he's a day two NFL draft pick right now, which means second or third round. I've been very impressed with him. And yes, that is what the Alabamas and the LSUs and the Georgias of the world typically have. They have guys on the D-line that make a bunch of plays, in particular D-tackles. Penn State's done pretty well at the ends, but they haven't had a lot of D-tackles like Mustipher. And frankly, Jim, I don't know who they have for when Mustipher leaves. I'm a little bit nervous about that. But we got Mustipher now, so let's enjoy it. And that is what they need. And his matchup against Linderbaum is interesting because Mustipher is really, really powerful. And Linderbaum is really maybe the most athletic college center I've ever seen. So I can't wait to see that sort of matchup. Although it seems like Tangelo is more over the nose than Mustipher is. I'm sure Mustipher and Linderbaum will go head-to-head at times. But yes, Mustipher is playing at the level I talk about a lot about some of the SEC powerhouse team D-tackles.
Let's go to Alex in Atlanta. He says, hey, Ross, one guy that has gone unmentioned on defense is Curtis Jacobs. Typically, this can mean he's quietly doing his job or he's underperforming. In your review of tape, what are your thoughts on his performance to this point?
Quietly doing his job. Yeah, he's made some plays. Here's what you need to remember about Curtis Jacobs. He's basically like a nickelback. You know, he's always he's the Sam linebacker that is split out wide. So he's not in the box on most run plays like Ellis Brooks and Brandon Smith are. So that's going to make it hard for Jacobs to make a lot of tackles on run plays. And then he ends up being out, you know, walked out on the receiver. So he gets a chance to make some plays in space. But when they have obvious passing downs, they take Jacobs out and they put Daquan Hardy in. So Jacobs probably plays less than 50% of the snaps. I mean, I'm sure he does. And it might be well less than 50% of the snaps. So that's one reason why you don't hear that much about him. But I have seen him make some plays when they blitz him or coming off the edge. I do think he's going to be a very good player for Penn State and probably end up being their best linebacker next year after, I'm assuming, Brandon Smith goes to the NFL.
Let's go to Brad in Pittsburgh, who says, with Penn State struggling to run in short yardage and goal line, should they consider bringing in a defensive lineman to block or even run the ball? Georgia and Clemson both have done that recently with some success.
No, I don't think so. I mean, they kind of have that with Tyler Warren. He's like their big back that they want to use in those situations. He's got a lot of familiarity with running the ball, and he can throw it if necessary. So I would say no. I would say continue to roll with Warren in those spots.
Let's go to Nick in Harrisburg. Ross, I put $10 on Jahan Dotson to win the Heisman Trophy on DraftKings to win $2,000. Will a win by Penn State and a huge game from Dotson, say like 150 yards and a punt return for TD, get him in the Heisman talk and possibly cash me out in December?
Unlikely. Now, listen, first of all, Iowa has a really good secondary. Like that Riley Moss, the corner, is excellent. They've got a really good secondary, number one. Number two, it's so hard for a wide receiver. I know Devontae Smith won it last year, Jim, but I think it had been like 20 years or something since a wide receiver won it. It's so hard for a receiver to win it because if they're putting up big numbers, their quarterback's putting up big numbers. You know, it's not like a running back where the running back can be putting up the numbers, but the quarterback's not. If a receiver's putting up good numbers, the quarterback usually is. And Lambert Smith and Parker Washington have made enough big plays that it would be more likely in my mind that Clifford would be the one that is up for the Heisman than Dotson, even though I think Dotson is a superior player.
Gotcha. Well, and the other thing that has to happen is Penn State has to win a lot of games. How about going 11-1 or 12-0 so that you're in that conversation and you're known by everyone nationally? All right, let's go to Mike, who says he's from Baltimore via the coal region. He says, "Hey, guys, love the show. It's the soundtrack to my Saturday mornings." How about that, Ross? Ross, what is your opinion of the new overtime rules and the emphasis on the two-point conversions? And if Penn State got into a two-point conversion shootout, would their apparent lack of a short yardage run game be an issue?
Well, first of all, I think it's a necessary rule, and I'm glad they did it. You know, these 7-8 overtime games were not healthy. We're not good for anybody. So I'm glad they made the rule adjustment. So I'll say that to start. As for Penn State, I think you're probably overthinking this a little bit. I mean, the two-point conversion stuff doesn't really even start till the third one. I mean, I know after the second one, you got to go for two. But, I mean, watch, I say this, Jim, and watch the Iowa game go to six overtimes with all these two-point conversion games. By the way, that'd be incredible. I mean, we would love it every second of it. But the thing that's interesting about two-point conversions is they don't really treat it like it's short yardage. Usually it's like a spread formation. You know, because it's not the half-yard line or the one-yard line or even the one-and-a-half, teams rarely just get in those, you know, jumbo sets and try to run it down the throat. Usually they're in a three-receiver set. They might still run it, but it's out of a spread look, which, by the way, is what they should do. To not have as many bodies in the box.
And if you're Penn State, I would think that they have a two-point play set up during the week that they should know going into this Iowa game, whether it's in regulation that they're forced to go for 2 points or in overtime. Don't you think, Ross, that that decision may even be made like on Tuesday or Wednesday?
I think they'd have a decent feel for it, but it also kind of goes by how the game's going a little bit too. But they'll have a decent feel for it. They will absolutely know what their first two-point play is and what their second two-point play is, for sure.
It's when you get to that third or fourth one that things get a little more complicated, I guess.
Right, right. You kind of run out of them. Then you're just looking at your third and short plays, essentially.
All right, that is it for Ask Ross. Stick around for quarter number four. Andrew P. Shea will be back, and we'll announce our winner. Stick around.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has an amazing offer for new customers. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.